This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Pre-game, post-game host Jesse Holly, Mr. Fourth and Long, former Cowboys receiver, joining us now on the BuyerSafety.com hotline. Good morning, Jesse. How are you?
Good morning. Good morning. What's up, fellas? What's happening?
A lot is happening, as you know. Before we talk about your Cowboy checklist for tomorrow night, want your take on all the latest drama, your biggest concern with the Zeke holdout. Yesterday, Adam Schefter said he is in the low 220s, his lowest playing weight since his college days. So let's start with your biggest Zeke concern, then we'll move on to the Dak and Amari stuff.
My biggest Zeke concern holdout. Do I think Zeke is in Cabo working out? Absolutely. Do I think he's doing what he's supposed to do? Absolutely. My biggest concern about this holdout is injury. And what do I mean by that? He's sitting out the entire training camp. And do I think a deal will get done? Yes. When Jerry says, don't I always get deals done? If you look at his track record, he absolutely does. So I think a deal will eventually get done. But when Zeke comes back, it's hard to take a world-class athlete and put him in an environment where it's a highly competitive situation and tell him to take it easy. So if he comes back in and they're getting things ramped up and ready to go for a football game, or when that football game happens, it's going to be hard to take a world-class athlete and have him just take it easy. So my thing is that you have to get your body conditioned. And I don't mean, you know, your lung capacity and being able to breathe. I mean the pain condition, being able to know what it feels like when that lactic acid builds up on your body, taking those hits, getting your body in the position of conditioning that's conducive to what and how the game of football is played. And so when you're talking about Zeke sitting out the entire training camp, and I get it, he's working out, but you cannot simulate football workouts in Cabo by yourself. You can't simulate, you can't do that without actually being in training camp, having your helmet on, having your shoulder pads on, being fetted up, even being sometimes tackled to the ground, taking on blocks. All of that stuff conditions your body for the hurt. And so now when he comes back and he comes out and he wants to take one to the house and he opens up, does he pull a hammy? Does he pull a groin? Does he hurt a knee? Because you have to condition your body, especially at the running back position, who takes a lot of wear and tear on their body. Being able to have their body conditioned and ready to go for a full season, a lot of that has to do with how you condition your body during training camp. That's my biggest concern.
Is there any concern about knowing Kellen Moore's playbook while away, or is that much easier for a running back?
Yeah, because a running back, when you look at it, they're not doing much of the shifting. If you look how it was done in practice, if you look how we look at some of these games, they're not doing a lot of the shifting. The plays are still the same, 37, 38, 32, 33, stretch right, stretch left. All of that stuff for the running back is pretty much still the same. The blocking assignment for the running back is still the same. So he's not going to be lacking in what they're doing because he's not going to be the one doing the shifting. Because most of the times, once you see a shift happen, right, a shift occurs on offense, the defense does what? They adjust. And then now you'll see offensive linemen pointing at different people saying, I got him, you got him. All Zeke is doing back there is assessing, okay, if Travis is telling so-and-so he has him, that means, or the quarterback goes, you know, 55 to Mike, 55 to Mike. That's just letting the running back and the offensive lineman go, there is our fifth rusher. There's our fifth defender. So you guys have that five, and Zeke understands the running back, I have anything and everything left over. So he goes, if that goes 55 to Mike, 55 to Mike, Travis, Frederick and all those are pointing guys out, and they're understanding we have these four plus the fifth, the Mike that the quarterback points out. Zeke now understands anybody left over belongs to me. So all of that stuff from the running back position, he's fine with that. The playbook it's not a new offense. It's the same offense, just with different wrinkles in it. And that stuff, you know, once you get into the season, you can kind of, you know, alter that to fit what Zeke will be doing.
Former NFL wideout Jesse Holly here on The Fan. What was the most complex offense that you played in or that you were around? And was it that much more difficult for the defense than what you had on the Cowboys?
New England, hands down. My first year in Cincinnati, we ran a very similar offense to what the Cowboys run in the sense of the number system and, you know, the X being, you know, the opposite of where the numbers start. But New England, and the biggest thing about New England, if you've asked anyone that's been in the New England offense, right, this is why guys like Chad Johnson struggled when he went there. Reggie Wayne struggled when he went there. Andrew, guys who have been in other systems for a long period of time, they go and they struggle with that offense because, one, they put a ton of onus on receivers and skill players to be able to adjust mid-route. Now, as complex as it was, when you break it down, it's a very simple offense. They run a lot of the same plays over and over and over and over again. Where it becomes difficult at is the formation, the personnel, the alignment. So they'll run, let's just say, for example, they had a route called Sean, right? And the Sean route consisted of, you know, it was a 3-by-1. Three receivers on one side, one on the opposite side. Say we had a post, a dig, and a shallow cross, and on the one receiver side, we had a comeback. Now, that is a Sean concept. That is a route. No matter what you do, who is lined up where, the Sean route has a post, a dig, a shallow cross, and a comeback. Mm-hmm. Now, you can line up in many different formations and shifts and motions to end up in that same type of alignment. Sometimes it's, you know, two receivers and a tight end. Sometimes it's two tight ends and a receiver. So you can be mismatched all over the place. You have to understand that Sean is the route concept. No matter where you line up, no matter where you shift at, they can run it from many different variations.
Ooh, that's some football knowledge. Love it. X's and O's, Jesse Holly. Before we preview tomorrow night, he's the Cowboys pregame and postgame analyst. 6 o'clock pre on The Fan. Where do you stand on all the contract drama? You got Dak, you got Zeke, you got Amari. The Dak reports that he's asking for 40, turned down 30. Where do you stand with it?
Well, the first thing, let's start with the Zeke contract, right? The whole, you know, I'm under 220 pounds or whatever, I'm at 220 pounds. That's all that is, that's media negotiating, right? I'm telling you, I'm in the best shape of my life. Whoa, wait a second. You're in the best shape of your life in the fourth year in the league. Like, all that whole, I always laugh at, I'm in the best shape of my life. So you mean to tell me the other 3 years you weren't doing what you were supposed to do and be in the best shape of your life?
Right.
So I always laugh at that. But that's just media negotiation between Zeke's camp and the Cowboys camp. But, I'm 220 pounds. I haven't been this light since my rookie year. So he's letting everyone know that I'm ready to go. As soon as they give me what I want, I'll be ready to go. Second thing about the Dak contract. Listen, we've all been in negotiations. You guys have been in negotiations. You had to go in, you know, whether it's CBS or Intercom, whoever, and say, listen, here's what the numbers say. I know what you're paying me, but look at my ratings from the last 2 years. I've outdone that number.
Yeah.
Right? And we all know about negotiation is, if I go in saying, in my mind, I'm like, listen, my top number is 80, my bottom number is 75. Well, I'm not going again saying that I want 75,000 because they're going to try to negotiate off that number.
Yeah.
I'm going to say what? Hey, I want 85,000, guys. That's what I need. And they're going to say, ugh, Sean, we can't do 85,000, but we can do 77,000. And now you're like, cool. That's my number that I was looking for anyway. Let's do the deal.
Yep.
So that's all about the negotiation. All right. You go and you ask for an exorbitant amount of number over the number that you actually want so that when they come down, that's more relatively in the area that you were initially thinking about anyway.
But, Jesse, you know Jerry Jones very well, and I don't know, I admire the arrogance of trying to change the way negotiating is done. Where everyone leapfrogs the latest deal. They said, we don't care what Carson got. We don't care what Gurley got. We don't care what Michael Thomas got. How is Jerry going to win against the player and their agents with this new way of doing contract extensions?
I promise you, that's another one of those media waffling things that they're doing. They're not showing their hand to the media saying, you know, we understand. They're trying to buck it. But there's no way. There's not an agent that is worth his weight in salt that'll go in there and say, wait a second, you're telling me that this is now the new market and you're not entertaining that? That's not how this business works. That's not how any of his business works. And Jerry understands that on the football field and off the football field. Whatever the market dictates, you try to manipulate it, But at the end of the day, if you're a buyer, the seller knows what the market says. And if you're not in a desperate position to get rid of said assets, then they're going to hold strong to what the market says. It's the same thing like buying or selling a house. Unless I'm in dire need of money or financial situation where I have to get this house off, I understand what the market dictates for my house. What is the value of my house? So I'm not going to sell my house underneath the value of what the market says it's going to be. Now, if you have the patience, you can sit on it and then let that come to you, unless you're in the need, like, you know, to get cash or get moving. They're not in a rush. That makes $10 million off the field. They're not in a rush. They understand, while I may not be a top-tier quarterback, I am a top-tier quarterback to you, Jerry Jones, to you, Stephen Jones. It may not be that way across the league. Now, you and I have been on the Dak is, you know,
an
above-average bus driver from the start, and I'm not off that. I'm not off that at all. I still believe that, but I'm just giving it to you from the negotiation part. They're not in a rush to do anything because they're saying to themselves, where else are you going to go? This team is too good to tank for Tua or tank for Lawrence. There's too much talent on this team. Like, you see what I'm saying? So even if you wanted to tank, even if you wanted to go out there and do that, you still would fall short because this team roster alone won't allow you to go into that top five type of draft pick situation, because even if you had to march out there, you know, Cooper Rush for 16 games, you're still going to end up somewhere around the 6, 7, 8, you know, win march, because this defense is probably going to be a top 10 defense. You'll still have Amari Cooper. You'll still have Zeke Elliott. You'll still have an offensive line. You still have a good enough team that even if you wanted to tank, you're too good to tank.
Jesse Hawley joining us here on 105.3 The Fan, the host of the Cowboys pre- and post-game, going to be on tomorrow at 6 o'clock, taking you all the way up until, what, 2 a.m. tomorrow, 3 a.m. tomorrow? Going to be a good time. Yeah, it should be a lot of fun, man. I'm very much looking forward to it. What's the number one thing you will be watching for during tomorrow's game?
I want to see translation, right? I want to see, can what I'm seeing in practice from the defensive backs, from your Jordans and your Cheetos and your Xavier Woods, I want to see that translate. They've been having one hell of a camp. But it does me no good only if you're able to do that in Oxnard. I want to see Xavier Woods continue to be the ball hawk and safety he's been in training camp. I want to see Cheeto and Jordan, all those guys, being aggressive lockdown corners against guys who they have not practiced against guys who they do not know. And remember, this is the same offense that scorched the Cowboys last year. I get it. I know it was in the run game, but I want to see translation. I want to see guys go out there and compete. I want to see those guys up front, Hill and Armstrong and all these guys who are having good camps. Can I have that ability and that effort and that productivity transfer from Oxnard to the field in Hawaii against a team that's going to try to run the ball up front? They're going to try to pass the ball over the top. I need to see those things translate from practice to the game. And I'm also going to be looking out for the guy in the middle of the Cowboys offense. Depending on the amount of snaps that Travis plays, seeing him getting back into form, because he's going to be a huge, huge, huge factor in this Cowboys offense this year. He's the anchor in the middle, getting the signal calls, getting those things blocked up. Because we all know if Dak is going to have success, it's going to be because the pocket is clean, and he's not getting any pressure from the middle of the pocket.
What wide receiver has emerged behind Amari, Gallup, Cobb, and Tavon?
Jonathan was having a great camp, right? But then he gets in the game, and he has butterfingers, right? So that happened. And we all heard about Cedric Wilson, and then he gets in the game, and he gets a concussion. So it's like a lot of these guys we're seeing – Some of this stuff happening in practice, we have to now see it translate in the games. Cedric Wilson has had a really good camp. You've heard some about the Davis kid from Georgia having a really good camp. We need now to see that stuff translate into the games. It does us no good if all you can do is do it in practice. You have to be productive. And I'm not saying you got to have a 100-yard game, but when there's an opportunity for you to make a catch, Donovan Johnson, make the catch. Right, you've been playing receiver since you've been 8 years old. It's a slant route; it hits you right in the hands. Make the catch. Same thing with Davis. Unfortunate what happened with Ted in the game with the concussion, but you want to see all those things translate. That fifth wide receiver spot is still wide open. I know that they talked about Noah Brown being someone that they liked a lot, but he is not practicing. He's not playing. You have to make it a hard decision for Steven and for Will and for Jerry and for Jason, all those guys that go, I know you guys like Noah, but here's what I'm doing and I'm putting out on the film.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.